Welcome and welcome back, my kings and queens, my brothers and sisters, those who are tuning in for the first time. This is your girl, Shanika L. So I just want to start by off saying that if this video has blessed you, please make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to this channel and hit that bell so that way you get notifications when I upload new content. So y'all, I'm coming back with another word, another warning from the Most High. Are you being blind obedient? Are you following after a thing or a person blindly, meaning that you are failing to test that spirit? You are failing to test whether that thing or that person, what they're saying is true. Glory be to God. The worst thing that we can do is following after a person without first testing that person's spirit. The Bible says that we are to test all spirits because not all spirits comes from God. Now, truth be told, y'all, we are all flesh. And at one time, we may not always get it right. But there are people out there deliberately disobeying the Most High and leading people astray. It is so important that you follow no man, that you follow the Most High God, and that the Holy Spirit will lead you and teach you all things that are true. That is what the Bible say. Glory be to God. Y'all, listen, I have failed for this so many times. That is one of the reasons how I got into the new age. For those who have not watched my new age testimony to Jesus, I would highly suggest that y'all watch it, and I share my experiences on how I got into the new age, even before and after I got saved. Okay, I will leave a link in the description box. It is so important not to follow after a person. Granted, there are people that literally the Holy Spirit will use to speak to you. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you have to be very careful on who you listen to. You have to be very careful on who you trust, especially in these last days. That's why the Bible says that many shall depart from the faith, taking heed to seducing doctrines. Okay, there are many seducing spirits out there. I posted a video a while back about beware of these seducing spirits. Again, I will put that link in the description box for those who want to check it out. Y'all, it is so easy to be deceived out here. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how strong you are in your faith. I don't care how much of a relationship you have with the Most High. It is so easy to be deceived. Even if you read your Bible, y'all, it's so easy to be deceived by these seducing spirits. Beware of these false prophets out here. Beware of these false teachers out here. Y'all, I tell y'all all the time, I'm not here to teach y'all nothing because I'm learning right along with y'all. We are all students, and God is our teacher. Glory be to God. I'm just flesh just like y'all are. Glory be to God. That's why I tell y'all, do not let somebody else spoon feed the scriptures for you. You read the scriptures for yourself. Because if you follow behind somebody blindly, you will fall into that pit. And y'all, that pit is so hard to get out of. The only person that can get you out of that pit is the Most High God. I have failed for it so many times, following after man and not after God. And the last time I checked, the Bible calls that idolatry. When you follow behind a person, when you follow behind that person and that person is not of God and that person is not obedient to God and he's leading you astray, you basically are making that person your God. And God is a jealous God. And what will happen if the Most High God is trying to warn you against that person, and if you don't take heed to that thing, then guess what? He give you over to a strong delusion so that you may believe lie. Glory be to God. Y'all, do not be victim of that thing. Do not be given over to that strong delusion, because that delusion is so hard. It's just like being under a state of hypnosis. You will believe a lie so good to the point where if anybody, even the Most High, try to come to you and warn you, you will not take heed to it. You will ultimately reject it because you think that that thing is not coming from the Most High. Be careful following after these false prophets and these false teachers. Glory be to God. Now, this is where the discernment comes in. You have to always test a thing or a person against scripture. Compare it to scripture. If what they're saying aligning up with scripture, then hey. Now, you also have to be careful on certain pastors, teachers that take the scripture and use it out of context. That's why I say always pray to the Most High God for discernment and to ask to reveal that teacher heart to you. And I guarantee you, he's going to reveal it to you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If you have a prophet out there that's telling you about future events and that thing don't come to pass, that is considered a false prophet. And the Bible speaks about this. Of course, we all are to encourage one another. We all are to exhort one another. We are to motivate one another. Absolutely. But beware of people out there that's just trying to feed you words just to satisfy your itchy ears. There's so many people out there that are having itching ears and they just want to be told what they want to hear. We are in the last days, y'all. We need to be seeking the truth above all things. We need to be seeking the Most High God above all things. We need to be putting the Most High God first in all things. He will never fail us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. It is not good for us to put our confidence in man. Glory be to God. That's the Bible. So I just read that scripture yesterday that if you put confidence in an unfaithful man, it's like a broken tooth or a joint out of place. It will break you and it will be painful. I just want the best for all of my brothers and sisters out there. And coming from somebody who has experienced it, it is not fun when you realize that you followed after a person and come to find out that that person led you astray. And you followed after that strong delusion. But God is so merciful, y'all. All he is waiting on is for y'all, or us really, us, to come back to him with a humble heart. With a humble heart. I posted a video a while back about come to God with a humble heart and watch what he'll do. I'm gonna post that link in the description box as well. Because God, he knows that we are flesh. And he knows that we're gonna be messing up. We're gonna be making mistakes. And a lot of times we are not aware of those mistakes. But once we become aware of it, yes, he wants us to come to with him with a humble heart and say, man, I messed up. I miss the Father. And I promise you, you will be more justified. That's what that parable, that parable of the one that wouldn't even look up to heaven and smote on his breath and say, forgive me, I am a sinner. He left more justified than the other gentleman that said, I am more righteous in my eyes because I fast 3 times a week. Because I tithe my 10%. God loves an humble heart, y'all. Glory be to God. I love each and every last one of y'all. I just want to come on here real quick. I didn't want to keep it long. Don't have blind obedience. Test every spirit. Test everything. Everything. Everything, y'all. Test it. Even Satan comes as an angel of light. So a thing or a person can make something sound so good and not be from the Most High. Test every spirit. I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.